Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, is there someone I can speak to, like a human resource?
In regard to?
My aunt, Bernadette Noel, I'm her caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question about something that the coordinator had texted me.
Was it about timesheets or? Let me pull up her her file.
He texts me that after November the 15th, I won't be getting paid anymore, and he's telling me not to give her any more services. So I don't
know
what
happened. I'm
gonna
pull it up. Let me see what happened.
I don't know what happened with welfare, but I had to submit a document.
See. Yes. What's her last name, Bernadette?
Noel.
N-O-E-L?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what happened, because it's possible that it just isn't updated in their system. Sometimes they speak rather abruptly, and it's not intentional. I apologize for that. But I know. I know how it can come off sometimes.
Yeah, my question was, like, when I talked to the state coordinator, she mm-hmm. told me that he shouldn't be telling me that, because she said technically her reinstatement isn't until the 30th of the month, so she said, why is she telling me the 15th?
I don't know. The waiver terminates on the 15th, apparently.
Okay.
I don't know why it does,
yeah,
but
they
it does
say. Yeah, needed a documentation.
Okay, and were you
I
able to get that
yesterday.
To them? Okay, will add that in the notes. Okay. I will add that into our notes. It usually takes 2 weeks on our end to update. And so the thing is that until it gets updated in our database in the system, mm-hmm. and they clear that little note that says that it's terming on the 15th, it mm-hmm. might, the dates might show up as red, like when you go to clock in, and we will not, and the payroll will not be processed until that gets cleared. So they have 2 weeks from the date that you sent it over to update it in the system. Sometimes mm-hmm. it happens right away and then there's no issue, but there may be a delay in your pay. But once we get it updated, it will back pay everything.
Okay,
that's why they kind of stress it to you. But like I said, it's an automatic thing. There's nothing that we can do to override anything on it until that gets cleared by the state. All right. But I am going to let them know we spoke and I explained that to you. And if, do you want someone to reach out to you, like the administrator, just to review or?
Yeah, that's fine. Because when I talked to the state yesterday, they told me they received it, and they told me on their end it only takes them 2 days to reinstate.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she was telling me the documents I sent, it only takes them 2 days to reinstate it. So
okay.
She told me to check back with them tomorrow.
All right.
And, yeah, but she did it says the 30th. So she told me.
Mm-hmm.
She said you might need to look for another job. She said because I've never heard of somebody telling you they're not going to pay you when technically it doesn't end to the 30th.
Who messaged you, by the way? Can I ask? Was
Rodney,
it Rodney?
He's very annoying. Like I don't dislike him, but he does a lot of things that he sends me a lot of stuff that's stressful.
All right, I'm sorry.
I
you have
it's
my
the
number.
Way he word things.
I know. My name is Sarah, and I am customer service. Anytime you call the 7400 number and hit customer service, I get that call.
That's great.
And I will be more than willing to assist you or get you to someone who can. Okay.
Thank you so much, Sarah. You have
All
a
right.
good day.
Same to
Thank
you.
You.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.